AM 570 LA Sports.
I want to hear it, man. I'm desperate to hear it.
This is the Petros and Money Show.
Best case scenario.
Mad Money Smith.
Worst case scenario.
Petros Papadakis.
What am I doing here? I'm humiliated.
Available on the iHeartRadio app.
Now online at am570lasports.com.
This is Petros and Money.
I'm too easy to be.
Yeah! Yes! Yeah!
Sam! You're that small price.
Yeah! 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 Yeah!
Petros and Money, AM 570, LA Sports, your home of the Clippers. Clippers, Cavs, tip off at 7:30. We'll have your pregame at 6:30. Full 3.5 hour show tomorrow. We'll do the same, but it'll be leading into UCLA Bruin basketball as they will be heard right here hosting Stanford out at Pauley Pavilion. And remember, a grand in your hand is back. We played the final keyword of the day last hour.
But winners!
Tomorrow, 6 a.m.
Everywhere.
We got winners.
We're like Morongo, man, but we got even...
We want you to win.
Just as many winners. Casino Morongo, we want you to win.
Catchy. 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. You hear the keyword at quarter past. Text it to 200-200. Keep your phone on. You get a call. You win that $1,000 just like our man Paul did last week.
And Matt, we're going to replay our Alex Caruso interview in just a moment because we enjoyed his company so much and he fits right into our NFL coverage.
Good guy. Nice man.
Fits perfectly. Into the NFL coverage.
I think so.
Because it's brought to you by Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert. Give him a call, Caruso! Free information kit, text FINAL to 85850. 85850. Laker player, Clipper game. Enjoy the game.
I like that motto.
That's what we got. And we also got grand in your hand, and last week we had a winner. So we got a lot going on. What else?
Our 85850, we had Antonio Gates on. Number 85, retiring. 85850. Gates, zero.
Hall of Famer.
No brainer.
Some say Gates, number of Super Bowl wins. I don't like that, though. I don't think that's
uncalled for. Yeah, you wouldn't want to say that. That's really mean.
Uncalled
for. I think the sum is you.
Somebody who works for the Raiders.
No, I heard it somewhere else.
16 seasons, all-time great, comes on the show the day he announces his retirement, and you got to throw that? Jeez.
Yes.
Tim Cates, back in the studio. Check me on that.
It's time for the Final Hour Fun Fact. Why don't you check yourself?
It's fun in effect. It's the Hour 3.
Fun Facts! Fun Facts!
90s video games. 1992, a team of game developers used a white puffball.
Were they white guys or Japanese guys?
I don't know.
Oh.
It was a placeholder graphic because they weren't quite sure what the game's protagonist was going to look like as they built the, you know, the background,
right.
The world all around their protagonist. But they grew fond of that white puffball. And decided, you know what? We're just going to keep it. Kirby, it'll just be a white puffball that runs around instead of actually putting an action hero in the middle of this whole thing.
Nice. You think if Kirby ever didn't exist, you wouldn't have Jigglypuff?
Oh, hell no.
No. You'd have Q-Bert.
Q-Bert, I think, preceded Kirby.
You'd have Q-Bert, and you'd have the mushroom head guy, but you would not have Jigglypuff.
No Jigglypuff. Most definitely not. Dig Dug, yeah, preceded him.
Dig also Dug, Balloon. Yes. Well, he had a different function.
Certainly.
You know, he really did. It's time for the quick hits, everybody.
The PMS quick hits. I'll make it quick, y'all. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Only one time.
Cavaliers tonight. Clippers take them on.
Tonight.
Alex Caruso's going to tell you all about it. Paul George still has a sore hammy. This is the third game in a row.
Ah, my hammy.
That he has missed.
Whatever. Josh McCown tore his hammy off the bone and played 2.5 quarters of football in the playoffs.
You know, we could do football guy comparisons.
Right off the bone.
Forever with basketball guys for the rest of our lives, really. But I understand.
Paul Pierce was hurt.
I understand your feelings.
He was really hurt in that finals game.
Well, he blew it out on himself, too. The Lakers.
Scalabrine carried him off the court.
Yeah, and he smelled
like poop
of pure. Yeah, The Lakers are 33-7 on the season. You might have well just picked up a homeless guy in the gutter in Inglewood because he was just covered in poop. They host the Magic tomorrow night at Staples Center. Anthony Davis has missed three games with his bruised butt, as it says here.
I believe that is what it was listed as. Bruised butt.
Buttocks.
Bruised buttocks.
Rajon Rondo will miss another 3 to 4 games with a fractured ring finger.
Fractured ring finger.
Because he was wearing his Boston Celtics ring while he was trying to play.
That's why you got to be wearing that.
Ill-advised.
Andy Dalton, Kirk Cousins,
rubber
ring. You got
to go with the rubber ring.
Rubber ring when you're playing. Come on.
Matt Barkley cultivates the rubber ring.
Exactly right.
And so do a lot of dominatrix types in the Upper East Side.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Put that ring right on your...
Nope!
USC has fired 3 senior officials in their athletic department.
I got to fire you.
Bing, bang, boom. This is a shame. I know these people.
Whatever. It's a mess over there. Head's got to roll. Thank your friend Donna Heinel.
Steve Lopes, Trojan Athletic Fund Senior Associate Athletic Director, Ron Orr.
Boom, out of here.
Which is the guy that messes with everybody's tickets, so there's a lot of people like, oh yeah, that's what you got for moving my seats, Ron Orr. This is not for moving the seats. This is the...
Good for them.
A lot of people are really enjoying that. Yeah, that's a guy that moved my seats into the boondocks. And Scott Jacobson, who I did not know.
I think it's Jacobson.
Well, I said I didn't know him, so maybe you're right, Matt. It is Championship Sunday, brought to you by Bosley. We talked about Antonio Gates. He made his retirement official today. He's 39 years old. Of course, he's the Chargers' career leader in receptions, receiving yards, touchdown catches. Did not play last season. Went unsigned.
Wanted to keep it going last year. No takers. So going into this offseason.
Insurance. Okay, nobody. All right.
I think he's a first ballot. If Tony Gonzalez is a first ballot, Antonio Gates and those 116 touchdowns. I mean, it was those two guys for their entire time in the league together.
I would agree with you, Matt. I would agree with you.
What's the waiting period? 5 years?
5 years.
All right. Well, we'll see you in 5 years, Antonio.
Hey, January 14th, 2020. Write it down. Remember where you heard it first. The controversial stance of Antonio Gates, first ballot Hall of Famer, right here.
Very controversial.
Very.
I can't have that here. I can't have that Chargers shilling. Matt, if you play slow now, you're going to get PGA'd for excessive shot time. Sergio Garcia's freaking out. Australian news.
G'day, mate. It's Pip, and this is Petros and Money's Australian news.
Cha-cha-cha-cha-cha. The opening round of the Australian Open.
It's a bad deal. Stopping matches down there. People pulling out.
You know, the fires are bad. Fires in Australia have caused smoky conditions. It's just like the kitchen at the Lord of the Fries.
Exactly right. And Hungry Jack's.
Hungry Jack. They hope conditions will change and allow the matches to resume tomorrow. Let's hope for that Arctic blast coming up from the south to Melbourne. All right, there's the quick hits. Here is Alex Caruso.
Joining us right now on the Chevy Silverado Celebrity Hotline is, what does it say here? What do you know? Sixth in voting when it comes to guards for the Western Conference All-Star Game. It's Alex Caruso on the Petros and Money Show. What's happening, Alex?
Hey, how's it going, man? Thanks for having me on.
Well, thanks for being on. Let's start with you're the greatest South Bay Laker of all time. Give us an idea and share with the people that may not know your path to becoming a Laker, a key reserve to a team with championship hopes and aspirations, and how you got here and what that time in the G League / D League did for your career.
Well, first off, I think Andre Ingram might have something to say about the greatest South Bay Laker of all time, but... you know, it's been a heck of a journey. To be able to be at where I am right now is a blessing, and I don't take it for granted. Every day is another great day. I'm living the life. To get here, obviously, it took a lot of hard work. Had a lot of people help me along the way, a lot of coaches, friends, family, just keep encouraging me and always have my back, and then ultimately just put in the work. You know, I mean, that's at the end of the day, that's what it came down to, just putting in work and getting better, and then ultimately arriving to where we are now, right? Sitting in first place in the West, playing good minutes off the bench for one of the best teams in the NBA. So I have no complaints. You know, I'm enjoying it.
When it comes to being, you know, we set that backdrop of South Bay because you were the guy. You were the number one player on the team. You're scoring the most. You're taking the most shots. You're dialing up double-doubles nearly every night. So what about that adjustment? When you know you are going to get limited looks, you're going to have, you know, minutes that you got to make the most of, how does that affect your game and what you have to do?
Yeah, it's obviously a different challenge going from a situation like that where I was with South Bay where I was one of the top dogs and taking shots, running plays every time, having the ball in my hands every possession. It's different, but at the same time, I mean, that's kind of what makes me so valuable, I feel like, is that I can play different positions. You know, I can play off the ball. And at the same time, keep that aggressiveness and keep that tenacity that I play with, even when I'm not dribbling the ball up the court every time.
It's a different league now. Certainly, I don't know if you saw the graphic that's making its way around social media, the top 100 spots on the court for shots. It's everything around the rim and everything outside the three-point line. When you were coming up, how much of that was what you were looking for? Like, what has happened, you know, in terms of your game with kind of the disappearance of the mid-range jumper and everything either being at the rim or behind the three-point line?
Yeah, the game's evolving. I mean, obviously, you know, we're finally admitting it and catching on, and people are starting to form teams and structure their systems around that. For me, you know, I've always been an attack first guy, right? Like, I've always loved playing in transition, getting to the rim, and then also I've always loved shooting. I had to work into becoming an aggressive scorer from that area, at least from three. And for me, you know, I think my go-to is I play make. I think that's my biggest strength is that I can read defenses and make the right read to create an advantage for us. And I think the biggest thing in the adjustment of my game was being a little more selfish and understanding when it was my time to shoot, when it was my time to be aggressive. Because at the end of the day, you know, you need that to keep the defense honest and to make sure that people are playing you true to their system. So I think for me, it's just about staying solid with those things. I think there's still obviously people still take them. Like, we have great mid-range shooters on our team, and Bron and Avery Bradley, just to name a couple. So there's still room for it, but obviously the analytics and the efficiency numbers and all that's been thrown around that there's better shots, layups, free throws, and threes.
There are a lot of people that feel like you've played your way into their hearts, not just Laker fans, but coast to coast, really globally, because that's what the NBA viewership is and the Laker viewership. There's no doubt about it. And there's a plethora of nicknames, Alex. You got the Bald Eagle, the Bald Mamba, the Caruso, which I think is pretty good. Do you enjoy that part of it, you know, just kind of sneaking up on everybody and becoming kind of a phenomenon, so to speak?
Yeah, of course. I mean, that was something when I mentioned earlier how I don't take it for granted at all. I was playing in the G League where I would have 50 people show up to games. Some places we'd go, and now I'm got whatever number of followers on social media and people yelling at me in games and cheering for me and saying MVP at the line, you know, stuff like that. I know it's all fun and games and it's a joke, but I truly do appreciate it. You know, that's something that just the journey that I've taken, like we said, has made me very humble. You know, I like to stay that way, hopefully. And stuff like that is just, it goes a long way for me, you know, just to people show their appreciation for what I do.
No, the Caruso's never going Hollywood. Not in a bad way, anyway. But if there's some endorsement money out there for the Caruso, you know.
There's plenty.
Yeah.
I mean, it is L.A., so.
Yeah, well, you deserve it, Caruso. But we've seen it turn out a lot of guys, you know. I mean, look at poor
Sasha.
True.
That's true.
But anyway.
I got a good supporting cast around me, some family and friends. They keep me humble.
And swole-ass LeBron, you know? I mean, he's over there looking all swole, doing his thing. But what is that? You talked about the G League already, and we know Nick Mazzella and the whole South Bay Laker thing. What's that main Red Claw trip like? My radio partner's been obsessed.
I love the Red Claws.
Well, I got a T-shirt. My radio partner loves the Red Claws. What's that main Red Claw trip?
Never made the never made the main Ooh. Trip.
What?
Or the two-way. Okay. I was either called up or we just didn't play them.
Okay, what about the Red Ants of Fort Wayne?
Good save.
Fort Wayne hasn't been around for a minute there.
Oh, damn it.
We've been exposed.
They've been gone for a minute, yeah. Never played Fort.
Something you said there, Alex, and I think I think you're wrong. You said it's a joke, and I think maybe part of it is a bit of a joke, but I also think you make explosive plays. I mean, you've got that giant vert. You have thunderous dunks. You have timely steals. I mean, you're someone that comes off the bench sometimes when the team isn't playing well, and it's sort of exactly what a championship contender needs, and those are guys that a lot of fans tend to get behind. For people, and I think this includes us, the folks that still thought the Red Ants were around in Fort Wayne.
I didn't even know they existed, but I knew about my claws.
At the what is your vert? How explosive is that vertical you got?
You know, it's funny because I don't actually have very good 2-foot just standing jumping vertical. You know, I'm a 1-foot dunker. If you go look at any of my highlights, they're all off of 1 foot. But it's got to be, it's got to be somewhere in the upper 30s.
Damn. People get into that. I mean, they get there.
I think my max vert's probably close to like somewhere between 37, 38.
And that's always been the case? Is that something you work out? Are you walking around town in strength shoes? Like, I mean, what are you doing to make
last
that?
Last time I checked that was a couple years ago. So, I mean, it's probably about the same.
He jumped his way out of College Station, didn't he?
Damn right he did.
Alex Caruso is our guest on the Petro Simone Show on AM 570 LA Sports. In his third season with the Lakers, we'd like to thank the Lakers for giving us a Lakers guest.
Yeah, Bogley.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Bogues. And we got to ask you, Alex, just the wear and tear of going through an NBA season in the modern times, at your age doing it. Not really the first time around, but what has it been like this year, just kind of pacing yourself?
Yeah, I don't know if pacing is the right word, but continuing to build, I think it's just, as you go through the season, you almost get in better shape because you're playing so many games. So, like, the first third of the season, I feel like you're almost building into the perfect game shape that you need. And then along the way, obviously, you get some bumps and bruises, and you might miss a game here or there, but... it's been so far so good. You know, I say that without having really been through the grueling dog days of it yet. You know, almost halfway. If we're not halfway already, but it's been good. You know, I've learned over the last couple of years how to be a pro. You know, get your work done, take care of your body in the weight room, and just be diligent with it. And I think that's gone a long way for helping me.
What I'm sure everybody's asked you, but in terms of just, two of the five best players in the league and perhaps the greatest who's ever played the game, what can you take away from them? What have you learned from being around LeBron a couple seasons now?
And LeBron is just such a high work ethic. You know, I don't think people give him credit. People just don't know. They don't know that he's always one of the first people to the gym. He always is very studious and alert and attentive when we do film sessions and studies. He's always being vocal. He puts so much into the game that there's a reason that he's in the discussion for one of the greatest to play the game, if not the, like you said, because he's put the work in. You know, when you get a guy that's already as naturally gifted and talented as he was, and then you mix in an extreme work ethic, the results are showing on the court.
Oh, yeah, they are. And they show when Caruso's out there flying toward the rim, and it's a lot of fun to watch the great Alex Caruso. We sure appreciate him coming on. And don't try to tempt him, because he's a humble guy and he's not going to Hollywood. He just goes to the gym, the Earth Cafe, to get healthy food, spelled with a U.
Is that right?
And then he goes right to the house. Right, Caruso?
Right, that's right.
You don't go out,
come on,
do you?
Let's get him an endorsement. What else does he do? What else do you do around town? Let's get this endorsement going. What do we got?
Maybe he's a paddleboarder like you.
Okay, paddleboarding? No?
Don't think I've ever paddleboarded in my life.
Okay.
What do you do, Caruso? Do you play video games?
I do. Okay. Yeah, I'm a big Xbox guy.
Rodeo? Because you're from Texas?
Sports.
Do the rodeo?
No, don't fall into the stereotypical Texan, First time I rode a horse wasn't in Texas. I was like 11 or 12. I was up in the state of Washington, don't have a pair of boots. I'm a
Good horses up there, though. Good horses in Washington State. I mean, just beautiful horses.
They get rolling out there.
A lot of people don't know the best horses are up there in the Pacific Northwest. The great Alex Caruso.
Thank you.
Hey, congratulations on your success. Keep it going and stay healthy, Alex. Have a great season, man.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Coming up next, Clippers basketball.